Why doesn't your heart get tired on this moment of science? Your heart muscle does something truly incredible. It expands and contracts nonstop every moment of every day of your entire life. By comparison, if you tried to squeeze and release the muscles in your hand, they would grow fatigued and need to rest probably within an hour. Yet the heart never rests. It can't let up beating for even one day of your life. How is this feat achieved? One answer is that the cardiac muscle that comprises the heart is of a different kind than the skeletal muscle comprising the hand. Skeletal muscles are attached to bone structures and cannot stay long in a flexed position without depleting their energy reserves. Those energy reserves come from mitochondria, structures inside the cells that use the energy taken in from food. Thus, the more mitochondria it has, the greater the available energy for the muscle. Because it has not been necessary in the course of evolution for humans to be able to flex our skeletal muscles for prolonged periods of time, the total volume of skeletal muscle contains an average of only 1 to 2% mitochondria. This is an entirely sufficient energy source for such intermittent muscular tasks as walking or running. The total volume of the heart, by contrast, is between 30 and 35% mitochondria. That massive amount of energy generators means cardiac muscle in a healthy state need never rest. There is always some energy being transferred to the muscle at the same time that more energy is being derived from caloric intake, and always just in time for that next beat. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Ann Reese at the Health Center. I'm Don Glass.